Hey, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell, and we've got back with us Dell Harris, longtime and legendary NBA coach. We're breaking down the Mavericks. We're also talking about the New Orleans Pelicans. Give us an update on the Pels and their star, Anthony Davis. He had an injury, and what is going to be the impact of that?
Well, he's doing okay again now. He plays so hard he's subject to injury. He dives on the ball on the floor for a loose ball. Mm-hmm. He jumped into the stands, and he puts himself at risk. I'd like to see him quit doing that. I've been doing their games I don't do all their games, but I do 20, 25, 30 of their games, pre and post game, as you mentioned, and for 5 years. So I've become a fan of the Pels. I really do pull for them, and they have a tremendous stretch coming up here. They just won the game. They've got five games coming up at home here, four more, and they really need to get through these games without getting killed. I mean, you're looking ahead there. They got Cleveland and the Thunder and the Spurs and the Wizards and the Raptors and the Pistons and then the Wizards again before the schedule kind of eases up a little bit with Phoenix and the Jazz and the Wolves and Kings, but and the Suns again. So just looking forward at the next month, these games at home in this five-game stretch where they've got all these games at home, it's vital that they survive this because they're really just out of the playoff spot right now at that eighth spot. I mean, they're in great shape when you figure that they started the game 0-8. They lost their first eight games, wow. And since then, they've played at a basic 500 level since starting that. Well, 500 would put you solidly in the eighth spot right now. There's only seven teams in the West that are playing better than 500 ball. So for all their injuries, which they had many, as bad as the Mavericks. Both of these teams suffered tremendous injuries and missed games by key players. And they've bounced back, and they had a tremendous win against Orlando earlier in the week, and in which they had six guys getting double figures. And so the key to them is whenever Anthony Davis, who is consistent, gets any help, they're hard to beat. And, Davis in that particular game had 21 and 14, which is low for him, but they had four guys off the bench, Galloway, Moore, Evans, and Jones, that went 18 for 33 off the bench.
You know, as we look at the Pelicans, they've won 17 games so far this season. But as you said, I mean, Dell, they really are, they're on the outside looking in when you talk about the Western Conference. And you've been covering them for 5 years, pre and post game host. Why do you think they've been unable to build around Anthony Davis and provide him with that second or that third scoring option in order to compete in the Western Conference?
Well, I don't think the team fits well around Anthony. One basic issue to me for the Pels is that they start two forwards, two wings, most games that you really don't have to guard. Cunningham and Hill are decent defensive players, but they've only been averaging about 5 points a game each. And when you have two wings like that you can squeeze in off of and allow them to take the open shot most nights, it really hampers the game of Davis and their penetrating guards, which are Holiday and even Hield is coming along pretty well, and mm-hmm. he can penetrate. And then obviously Tyreek Evans is a terrific penetrator. So, yeah, the other night against Orlando, Ryan Cunningham came in with 7 of 11 from the field, his best night in weeks, and he got 14 points. So that really helped. And as I said, they had so much help off the bench that they were able to win the game quite easily against Orlando, although Orlando didn't have their leading scorer, Fournier, in that particular game. But they play, again, the next five games are the Nets, Cavs, Thunder, Spurs, and Wizards. So they got to get the Nets game and then hope for the best with kind of a murder's row.
We're going one-on-one with the pre- and post-game analyst for the New Orleans Pelicans. That is the great Dale Harris. He's joining us tonight on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, comparing rates to help you save. Now, that is Progressive. Okay, so as we talk about the Pelicans, give us your assessment of Buddy Hield. You just talked about him. The Pels, they selected him in the 2016 draft. Size up his first season in the NBA.
Well, he got off to a really slow start. He just wasn't comfortable at all, and who would be? I mean, it's very difficult when you've been, heralded as the best college player, and then you come in, and the talent level is so much different in the NBA than it is in college. In college, if you beat one guy, maybe you can get to the basket, and if they do have another player come, well, you can make an easy play to someone else. But in the NBA, you may get past one, but there's going to be a lot more help back there, and big help in most cases, and very athletic help. So, and he was rushing his shot, but the last 20 games, all of a sudden he had a couple of pretty good games, and it was like juiced up his confidence to the point now that you pretty well expect him to get double figures most nights and almost every night. So he's come a long way. I think he's going to have a solid career.
We're getting ready to wrap it up. Our time with Dale Harris tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big East Sports Show. My final question for you here, Dale, we are approaching quickly the midpoint of the NBA season. What in the world is going on in Philadelphia? They had a big win on Wednesday night against the Raptors, and that makes it two in a row. They are certainly trending in the right direction in 2017.
Well, they are. In fact,
it's their best run in 3 years.
Yeah. Well, they've won 7 of their last 10 games.
Right.
And, of course, the key is Embiid. This guy is a star, and you can see it coming. The only thing, of course, was it took a while for him to even get healthy enough to play. But it, as you can see, this even in the early season, he wasn't good every game, but when he was good, he was really good. And he just has come along and just done a great job. He's going to be a star in this league.
Well, they had to be very patient, and right now the 76ers with 14 wins on the season. Always a pleasure to catch up with Dale Harris, the great NBA coach. Thanks so much, Dale. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you, and enjoyed being on anytime.
Absolutely. Much more coming your way right here in the fastest 2 hours in radio at SB Nation Radio and the Big East Sports Show. Come on back.